God has a divine plan that He is working out, even when all around us looks dark and hopeless and helpless. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Here we are in my office here in Hope, Arkansas. I've got my family as my production crew today because things are kind of strange right now, and it may seem kind of hopeless or helpless, but we want to continue in our study of the book of Judges because I think there's going to be great hope found there. Dark and hopeless is how the book of Judges ends. The last chapter breeds more confusion and darkness. It ends with this note of despair. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. So would there be any hope for Israel? Well, we turn the page and the next book is the book of Ruth. And the opening line is, in the days when the judges ruled. The book of Ruth traces the story of one family, their ups and downs during this tumultuous time in Judges. It's a love story. God's gracious love for His people, and this widow, Ruth, is made a wife again by a man named Boaz. And when we get to the end of the book, we read, "Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a redeemer, and may His name be renowned in Israel." They named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. There's so much more to this story, and I'm excited to walk through it with you in the days to come. But remember this, the book of Judges was written to convince Israel that they needed a godly king. Not just any king would do. One who could lead them in righteousness, and that king would be King David, as Ruth highlights. He would be called a man after God's own heart. But even being a man after God's own heart, David was still just a man who had failures and faults and sin. He could be a good king for a little while, but he could not be a king for the ages. He could not provide the eternal redemption for all mankind. But the Bible prophesied that someone in his line would reign forever. And so when you turn to the book of Matthew, it begins by saying, "The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David." Jesus is the true and everlasting King of God's people. So who's to reign as our King over us? It's Jesus. He is our forever King. He's the one who reigns in truth and justice and honesty. No judge could ever completely rescue Israel, and neither could a human king. It would take God Himself coming down and becoming flesh. And at this very moment, Jesus, the King, sits enthroned in the heavens, surrounded by the worship of angels. Do you know Him as the King in your life, surrounded by the worship of your life? As you pray today, please remember Boris Lebedev and his family, our missionaries in Georgia, and also remember the Malprusi Life Word broadcast that's heard in Ghana and Togo.